There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, let's roll in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Alas, I will not be able to wear them for a moment, but G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Yeah, there's some baggage that goes along with some of the stuff I've been through lately that we're going to talk about as well. But when I'm wearing a holster, that's the only kind of holster I wear. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Okay, let's just go through the timeline. And first things first, a word of apology. I had no means to get anything out to anybody once I got to the hospital. I managed to get a call off to one of the late night board operators for Genesis and give him a heads up that I was headed to the hospital. And that way they weren't waiting on me and not having dead air. And that was it. That was about as far as I could do it. I had another instance. Had my mobile phone the whole time. But I was on... We'll talk about that. I was on a lot of medication, and I couldn't really see the screen on the iPhone 5S. So I went away, and for those of you that have been kicking back going, well, I haven't seen anything new from him since the 12th. That's where I've been. I have been convalescing. Now, timeline. On the 12th, I did the last live show, which was 2 weeks ago today, I guess. Yeah. 2 weeks ago today, I did the last live show that had been available till today. And even that sounded bad. Now, I know this one sounds bad, but I'm probably sound more alive than I did on the one on the 12th. And at around 7 p.m., I knew I was in deep trouble. After trying to deny a bunch of things, I finally let my wife take me to the hospital. And I went first to a local hospital where they really couldn't do anything for me. But they did get me stable. They did get me stable, and because I was very unstable. You can tell how unstable you are as they try to attempt to control your pain. typically, with a heart attack, the first thing they're going to go to is nitroglycerin because it's quick and it has a lot of markers to it that they can tell real quick if this works. Well, we know what we're dealing with. Well, they give me the nitroglycerin, which is a very small pill. They stick it under your tongue and wait on it to dissolve. That dissolved almost instantaneously, and almost instantaneously I was throwing up. That was a bad sign. So then they gave me morphine, which I've had a lot of kidney stones. Morphine will knock a lot of pain out. Morphine did not knock this pain out. Finally, we got to Demerol, and then that worked. Demerol worked. And finally, I was stable. I vaguely remember being transferred from that hospital the next morning to the hospital I stayed in for the most of the time. I unfortunately don't remember the names of any of the young people that took care of me at the first hospital. But on the off chance, now see, there are people that work at the second hospital actually listen to me. But on the off chance that some of you at the first hospital, the Easley Baptist, listen, thank you very much. And then I went to Greenville Memorial Hospital. Now, Greenville Memorial Hospital was very busy because of the flu season. They've taken one floor and dedicated to it. But they've also designed a state-of-the-art cardiopulmonary unit. They have one section of the building that's brand new they call Heart Tower. And when I got there, I went straight to Heart Tower because they were going to do heart cath. They did the heart cath and found out, alas, this ain't going to cut it. Next step in the old triage listing was open heart surgery. And I now have a site that in about, 180 days or something, if it's healed up enough, I have a new site for my tattoo that I'm going to do to cover up the scar that I've got on my chest, because I have one going about 8 inches from my neck to my sternum. And they did the heart surgery where they cut your chest plate out and pull your heart out of your chest and turn it off for a minute and give you a double bypass, which they snatch those veins out of my right leg. And they put everything together, put everything back, and then the dicey part began. Not really dicey, okay? And you got to remember, some of the stuff I'm telling you, I don't know firsthand. Because from the first moment I went into the operating room, when they told me, well, we're going to give you something to just take it away, okay? The next thing I remember, that was on a Friday morning, and the next thing I remember was early Sunday morning. So, this is just what I've been told. I don't know the order of operations for this. Nobody's ever told me this. Some of you that may know something about it, you may be able to tell me what happened. But at some point when they put everything together and they wanted to put me on the machine to start bringing me back out of general anesthesia, there were some things that didn't happen. And it began to look like something was wrong with my lungs. Which, there was nothing wrong with my lungs, mind you. It's just that for some reason I was just being stubborn. And I wasn't responding to the treatment. But when that happened, then they started playing the Wheel of Fortune. There was, could it be this? Could it be that? And my youngest son, to his credit, he was there, and every time somebody say, well, it could be this, he'd search it out and say, he does a two-hour-a-day radio show. There's no way he could have that. He couldn't talk 2 hours in a whole day, much less in one sitting. So, but then around about, I think, Saturday night at 11 o'clock, everything leveled back out. And since I had no concept of time, all I could hear was a voice. And I was thinking, you know, I couldn't really see for some reason. I don't remember being able to see. But I was convinced that somebody had been lying to me. Because I thought I might be at the Pearly Gates. But instead of St. Peter being there, it was a kid named Travis. And he kept yelling at me, hi, I'm Travis, wake up. It's Travis, wake up. And I didn't think to go, Travis, they've been lying to me all this time. You know, I thought your name was St. Peter or something like that. But my wife was on the phone. So, she had gone home because it was going to be a long time. I was out for a very long time. I was out, I don't know, somewhere between 43 and 49 hours. I don't know. I was out for a long time. And when I finally woke up, then, you know, there wasn't a lot of champagne being broken open or something, but that was the end of the drama, if you will, as far as up to that point. There's a lot of drama that goes along with it that's just normal stuff. And I want to talk about that because I got a punchline to this, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But so, first guy up, Travis Threat. That's that young fellow's name. He was my first ICU tech. I thought you were a biblical young fellow. I thought you were, and he did a splendid job bringing me back out of it. I was told I was hooked up a great many machines. I would have liked to have seen that, but I'm just going by what I'm told. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right. And welcome back. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number two get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. When I can wear a holster, that's the only one I wear. So there. Check them out, by all means. For those of you who've been wondering where I have been, which, quite honestly, I woke up one morning and wondered how I got there. On the 12th, I had a heart attack, and on the 15th, they popped my heart out of my chest like the modular piece of kit that it is, and redesigned it, and made it look up, and cleaned it up, and made it look better, and all this other stuff. And then once a couple of things happened, I was good to go. Now, I don't remember. once in between the heart cath, which was wasted, it was a futile thing. There was nothing they could do with it, but they were hoping. In between then and when I had the open heart surgery, I don't remember anybody's name. I really don't. And everybody that took care of me prior to the open heart surgery, they were the consummate pros. They did their best to keep me loose because I was sort of tight. Most of the time, your primary pulmonary organ doesn't get to be exposed to the light. But mine was going to be. So I was a little tight about that. I was a little concerned about that. They did their very level best. Then I got into intensive care. And intensive care, I actually do remember names. And I actually found some other people that I didn't remember by name. Now, apparently, the first young lady took care of me, her name was Michelle Epperly. And Michelle, what I remember most about Michelle, I only had her like for a day that I was aware of it. I had her for other times when I wasn't aware of it, but I the only time I had her when I was aware of it was for like a day. And Michelle would show up, and she'd come in a door, and it seemed like it was all one move, but she would start out with her hands bare, and she would pass by this wall, and in like one move, she will have sanitized them and gotten the rubber gloves on just in one move. If she ever decides to go into something else, like, I don't know, maybe sleight of hand, I would think she can do a few card tricks. And Michelle, she was an absolute delight. All of these kids were kids. My nighttime guy was Travis. Now, Michelle apparently was taking care of me before I heard Travis, and I thought Travis was St. Peter. Until I came to, and then Travis was just cool. He was a 20-something-year-old kid, and he just laid it out to me. He said, "Yeah, everybody thought you were awful sick when you got here, but everything came back, so now you are good to go." Which, that's the anticlimactic part. Then I had Sarah. Sarah, I remember Sarah because my daughter-in-law's name is Sarah. And what I think I remember about Sarah is that at one point they decided to take my pain medication and go straight into an IV in my neck. And I think I looked at Sarah and I said, "Sarah, you know, I thought many times about doing that with a bottle of scotch." Yeah. And then last but not least, my last day in the ICU, I had Barry Elkins. Barry, I got to tell you, Barry had me on the worst day I was in the hospital. I was having a bad day. And he was completely and totally unflappable. There was nothing I could do. I wasn't trying to make him mad. I didn't want to make him mad. But and somehow through it all, I didn't make him mad. He was the one that got me ready to go. He got me through a couple of issues that I had that I didn't know how to get my way through. And then he was the one that took me to the ward. And over the course of a few nights, I had a number of respiratory therapists that came in there, but I only remember Eddie. I only remember Eddie. Eddie would come in. Eddie was a gun carrier when he wasn't working. And we would talk guns. And he would stick this, it was basically nebulizer type treatments. If you've ever had pneumonia, which when you've got pneumonia and somebody sticks a nebulizer on your face, you'll do just about anything they'll tell you to do. Just keep that nebulizer on there. But he would come in there and stick it on there. And I couldn't really see him. He would stick his mask on my face, and I'd be just fogged up. I mean, I could see shapes. We would sit there and talk guns, and that was sort of nice. Although the hilarious part of all of it is I kind of think of myself in this period of time because of all the medication I was on as sort of delirious. So for those of you that I just mentioned, if you know, if you find it embarrassing that I mentioned you, I did it purely because I was so impressed by you. I was so very impressed by you. And I want to thank you guys, because you had me at the worst time. You had me at the worst time. And Barry had me at the worst time of the worst time. And but Michelle, Travis, Sarah, Eddie, and the ones I don't remember, because I'm sure there's some I don't remember. Thank you. Thank you very much. There's no way for me to quantify how professional I feel like you were, especially with some of the stuff I'm sure I was saying to you. I'm sure that I was, I don't know, at the very least obnoxious from time to time. And, but hey, I'm sure you feel like it was routine. I found it to be sort of extraordinary. So there. Those are my thoughts on that. Here's the thing about this that bothers me the most about it. This seems to be a growth industry. This seems to be a growth industry, but the anticlimactic part about it, while I do have a few challenges here and there, if I do just two things, I probably have added 60 years to my lifetime, or at least with my heart and my lungs. That doesn't preclude me from doing something absolutely positive, absolutely stupid, that would end my life prematurely. But lung and heart-wise, I probably got 60 years added to the clock, which means what? That means I'll be pushing 120. Which, that's the anticlimactic part. For those moments when they didn't know if everything was going to happen, they didn't know if I was going to come back or not. And then when I did come back, they were all like just snapping fingers going, well, we know what this means. So in the space of time, I went from, in the space of, what, just a matter of days, I went from being gravely ill to over the hump, completely and totally. And that's the ironic part of it, really it is. It's the most ironic part of it. But we'll talk about that when we get back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. Thank goodness. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Zico, TacticalHolsters.com. Spoke to Scott Evans, the man, while I was convalescing in the hospital. Because most of my people, for the most part, most of my folks, I slept through the entirety of SHOT Show. That's pretty funny. I saw all the pictures. All of you people that I know on Facebook and everything, I slept through it all. But check them out, TacticalHolsters.com, my guys. Now, From the ones that I do all remember by name because I got their names, I went to something called the ward. Barry rolled me from there to the ward. And there was a lot of nurses on the ward. And these were the ones that had 2 days to get me ready to get out of there. Now, you know you're on the downward slope when they start pulling apparatuses off of you. Like Michelle looked at me one time and said, "Hey, while you were talking and you didn't even notice, I just took an IV out of you." And I said, "Well, how big could that have been?" And she pulled it out of the garbage and held it up. And if I'd stretched that out, that thing would have covered the entirety of the hood of my car, and I drive a Ford Expedition. But they were taking, each one of them that came in, they would remove another piece of apparatus. When I got to the ward, you have this thing on. Let me try to describe this to you in best I can, because I learn something new about it every day. My chest, where the cut was made, is glued together. So it feels weird. And when I got to the ward, I had two or three chest tubes in. They were hooked up to a big box that was catching all of the whatever I was draining out of me. And that had to go with me everywhere I went. And that was all hooked up to an IV and a breathing apparatus, which I had to stick up my nose, because if I didn't stick it up my nose, then I wouldn't get any pain medication. I had pain medication on demand. But then, of course, when you fall asleep and you don't hit that button, governing device on the IV tree, I guess you would call it, it starts saying, well, he's gotten out of sequence, because I think he could do it every 10 minutes. And, you know, I'd go to sleep, pass out, something. And I'd be gone for 20 minutes. And then I couldn't get it back, and then I'd have to call them, and they'd have to come and reset it. And then I'd hit the button, pow, and I'm being served. The ladies in the ward, there's so many of them. I remember a few of them. Tabitha. And I could pick all of them out. I could pick each and every one of them out because they all had a very unique story. There was this one young lady that she worked at night, and no matter what I asked her to do, she would do it. She would just simply do it. And I mean, some of the stuff, I would call her and say, I need my thing reset so I can pop myself with the pain medication. She'd come in, and then I'd be like, while you're here, could you rebuild this bed for me? I won't tear it down because I don't like the way it sounds. And she'd just, okay, and just throw me out of the bed and rebuild the bed. Tabitha, she was sort of like the spark plug of the ward. She was the one that was telling me to do this and to do that, and watching all of my tubes and everything else that I had going on. Because I had a very intricate system of irrigation happening at that particular point. The punchline to all of this is that for all that stuff they had on me, they had to take it off of me. And they put most of it on me when I was unconscious and took most of it off of me when I was awake. Like there's nothing quite like having your chest tubes yanked. Because they tell you, hey, look, just start exhaling. And when you get done exhaling, chest tubes are going to be out. Because you exhale, they rip. But here's the thing about all of this. I have emerged from this very well off. Very well off. Due in no small part to the way I was treated by the surgeons that put me together and put me apart, and by the doctors that came in and monitored everything that was going on. But also, just due to me dodging a bullet. Because I don't know what would have happened if I'd smoked a week longer than I had in my life. I didn't start smoking cigarettes until I was in my 40s. I'm not one of these guys, well, I've been smoking since I was 3. No, I was grown when I became an idiot. And let me explain to you why I say that. Because I don't smoke now. And it's not because I've become enlightened. It's because I was terrified. I was terrified. I did not know what was going to happen when I went to the hospital. I did not know how badly I had damaged myself. I was going to find out shortly. Initially, I found out that I was damaged enough to where they had to pull my heart out of my chest and handle it for a little bit. And that's weird all on its own, because when they stick your heart back in your chest, right now, I don't know how to explain this to you, but my heart rhythm is different now. And I can feel it. I can feel that it's different. It's like it's on a delay. Still beating hard, still beating strong, with two brand new ventricles or whatever they stuck in there. But it's weird. When I lay down to go to sleep, if I'm laying on my back, which is primarily really the only way I can lay, it's weird. It's really weird. I can feel my chest, even though it's glued in place, it moves. It moves left and right. I can't use my arms at all for anything. What I'm doing now, what you see me doing, if it looks like I'm like, hey, he looks pretty good, well, nonetheless for wear. I can't pour my coffee into my, I can't pour my own milk into my coffee. I can't reach my own head to shave it. I have about 80 some odd days of full on, all together, rehabilitation, which is nothing compared with what I was facing. Nothing. And, you know, which will bring us, we're coming up on the last break of the show. This will bring us to my request of you. My request of you. Not because all I'm thinking about is the way your family regards you and what you, if you haven't put them through them yet, put them through this yet, don't. Don't put them through this. And I'm going to just tell you a couple things that I could have done differently that might have, this right here, I probably started having heart attacks right after the first of the year because I was having the same pains, just fewer of them. Early on, and there's really no way to tell. But I had given off a lot of that enzyme that the heart gives off when it's in duress. And thankfully, I was with a bunch of pros. Thankfully, but in any event, we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. The only kind of holster I'm going to run again when I finally get to run a gun. Which will be sometime in the future. So, first and foremost, kicking this off to the folks that I mentioned by name, to the folks I don't remember your name, thank you. Most of you were at Greenville Memorial Hospital. I'm going to be sending this to you. I mean, nothing but to compliment you, because I throw a lot of credit your way for me doing this right now, right? This very minute. Now, it is great that I was able to go through this hellish procedure and sit down at the end of the day and say, well, you know, if I just do this or that this way, I'm never going to have an issue with this again in my life. Ever. Now, I quit smoking. I'm done with smoking. I can't even abide an electronic cigarette. Haven't tried a regular cigarette. Not going to try a regular cigarette. Because that caused a great deal of creased brows on some people's part. Because the way my lungs were reacting when it was time for everything to come back on and everybody get out of their jammies. And for those of you who don't know, who've never had a family member go through this, first of all, let me explain this to you. If I had not smoked, if I had paid a little more attention to what I ate, which I know to do, I know smoking is bad. I know that you have to watch what you eat. You have to manipulate what you eat, right? It's better to take the extra step and actually have somebody cook something for you than get the fast food or the processed food, right? And exercise. If I'd done any one of those three things, my episode would have been less. I was going to have it because I had a lower branch bundle blockage. I was going to have it. At some point, to some degree, that was going to happen, I believe. I believe that's what they told me. If I'm wrong, okay, I'll be hearing from Dr. Wright, Dr. Ali, and they can let me know. But this was going to happen regardless. However, because I always thought, well, there's always tomorrow. I can always go back to the gym tomorrow. I can always quit smoking tomorrow. That's my New Year's resolution. I can always look at what I'm eating tomorrow. Because it was always tomorrow, I almost ran out of tomorrows. And all those kids that I mentioned, all these techs and nurses and all these folks that went into action like, I don't know, like Avengers Assemble, they had to do that to me because of my choices. They had to do that for me because of my choices. Now, my family, I'm 5'10". The day I was operated on, I weighed about 254, I think. My family got to see me after the operation. Big tubes coming out of my chest, completely ashen gray. Covered up with nothing but a sheet, looking dead. My family got to see me that way. Now, the only reason I know that was that 6 years before this happened, one thing that I now have in common with my father, this is the only operation I've ever had where I was ever been put under, first one ever. And he had the same operation, the same blockage, the same widowmaker blockage. Although he's convinced for some reason that mine was much more horrendous than his. I'm not sure why. Because mine, you know, it seems, I don't know how many different degrees of horrendous there can be, but, you know, having it moderately horrendous versus severely horrendous, I don't know what the difference that can be like on the bar. The road back is tough. The road back is tough. And once you get on the road, there is no getting off the road. There's no accelerating. Like I said, I can't pick up anything more than 5 pounds. I have a special way to sit. I have a special way to get up. I have to keep my my heart pillow with me because this is my splint. And you cough. And you know, during the course of the day, unless you've had your breastplate cut out of your chest, you're not really aware of just exactly how much pressure is exerted by a cough. But when your breastplate's trying to repair and being held together with glue, you become aware of each and every cough in your life. I can't ride in a car, not in the front seat, not in the back seat, because if we have a fender bender, even though I may have my big pillow between me and the belt, I can still put enough spot pressure on it to where it might pop it loose. If it pops it loose, I am in a whole new ball game. I'm in a whole new ball game now. Everything for me, it's the anticlimactic part is that this was hell. It was hell coming out of it. It's some of the things I've told you, like about Travis and about Michelle and all her sleight of hand and the day that Barry had with me and everything. That sounds humorous, and on some level it really is, but at the same time, it was all preventable. It was all preventable. And I failed to prevent. And how am I going to be the Second Amendment advocate, military veteran? I'll be the first one on the firing line if the stuff hits a fan. How am I going to be that if my life is taken out by a carton of Pall Malls and some microwave wings? So, things are changing. Thankfully, I'm here enough to put up with the changes and everything. There's a couple of things I've done my last of, and there's a couple of things I have not begun to do. This, of course, is going to change a few things. Like, for example, I can't carry a gun right now. I can carry a gun, because I have a few guns that when they're loaded, they weigh less than 5 pounds. However, if I pull the trigger on them, for that split instant when that gun is going off and it's generating the foot pounds, I don't know how much the gun weighs exponentially when you pull the trigger. I don't know how I can hold a gun. Because when I'm holding a gun, I'm going to have to be holding this pillow. So I may have to like hold it and brace it here, something like that. I'm going to be making a few phone calls to a couple of guys because I'm sure Jaeger or Costa has dealt with somebody that's had this done and wants to continue to carry a gun through it all. My sons are having a field day with it because we've always had this thing about where I'm going to beat them. And now I can't even say that because they're like, you can't do it. So if you're smoking, if you're not watching what you eat, if you're not working out, think about that really hard because this impacts more than you if all of a sudden the rug gets pulled out from under you. When that rug gets yanked out from under you, everybody's coming along for the ride in your family. If you're in my area, you're going to end up someplace where you're going to have a bunch of young people that just move around like Chinese acrobats on you, just doing all kinds of stuff, and that's great. I would rather have met them on a firing range. I would rather have met them under different circumstances. I'm very pleased to have met them. I got to watch them work, and I'm in awe of how good they are. But at the same time, I'd rather not be in awe. Because being in awe is awful painful. It's awful painful. So many little things that are happening right now. I have to take a drug to get try to get my heart rhythm back. I have to take a drug to keep my heart rhythm from going bad. That's all temporary. And it was all preventable. So if you are sitting around some of the things that I just described to you, for the sake of the ones that you care about, take a hard look at that. I'm going to try to do this live again tomorrow. If not, you'll at least get 3 live shows this week. But we'll give me. Let me see how I'm tired. So anyway, between now and then, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.